Just a reminder, this morning, 10 o'clock, Foo Fighter tickets go on sale, and they range in price from $60 to $300 plus fees, and it's going to be a blast. Next September the 15th, Mosaic Stadium, Queens of the Stone Age are on the bill as well. Foo Fighter tickets on sale this morning at 10. If I could offer any advice, make sure you're signed into your account on Ticketmaster, and even though they go on sale at 10, I would be checking to get into the queue. They normally open up that queue 15, 20 minutes before, and they put you in this holding room, and then they allow you in, and that's where you see where you are in the lineup, you know, hundreds, 200s, thousands, whatever. But it's something I think you should be online about quarter two at the very latest before they go on sale at 10. Joining me now to talk about some CFL football. The semifinals are tomorrow. A little Halloween fun is my buddy Beltonstein, our Grey Cup champ and Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. I bet, buddy, your household is all set for Halloween. Kids are jacked up.
Oh, the kids are still asleep, so that's a good thing, Greg. But I'm going to tell you, they're pumped. They're ready. They had a Halloween dance Wednesday there at school, and I think it kind of put everybody in the mood.
That's cool. And what are you handing out at your household tonight?
We're handing out full-size candy bars, Greg.
Wow.
And anything from Snickers, the, you know, M&Ms, the Kit Kats, we got it.
One day I am going to get a contract like you have with the Green Zone to be able to afford full-size candy bars. I hand it up. And what are your kids dressing up as?
My daughter Alma, she's dressing up as Tito. Don't ask me who that is. Some character, I don't know, Greg is. And my baby girl Thea, she's dressing up as Zoe, K-pop.
Oh yeah, Demon Hunters
or something. Yep,
it's all the rage.
It's all the rage because my wife, she ordered the costume. She thought it wasn't going to be in on time. My daughter was getting a little upset, but it came right on time.
Oh, right on. Well, that's great. Okay, let's step away from the Halloween fun. You are, after all, our Green Zone football analyst. So we've got the semifinals. I want to go to the east side. Tomorrow at noon, Winnipeg is in Montreal. Both clubs had a 10-8 record. Davis Alexander, the Montreal quarterback, he's had a good win streak going, but he's never played with the pressure on in an elimination game. So, and Zach, a little beaten up over the season. Where do you see this one in the battle of the quarterbacks?
Well, you know, the battle of the quarterbacks, Zach, he's been beaten up pretty good, I think, especially the last few games. And Davis Alexander, he's the complete opposite. I think he's coming in healthy, strong, and he has that defense to back him up as well. And again, the Bombers, they got, you know, they're more experienced, but I think the age and everything is kind of catching them a little bit. So I'm going with the Alouettes in this one, Greg.
Oh, you are. I picked the Montreal Alouettes to win too, 28-22. What do you got?
And the score that I have, because I do think it'll be a somewhat of a defensive battle, is 24-21 Alouettes.
All right. The Stamps looking to punch their ticket to the West Final for the first time since their last Grey Cup win in 2018. But, man, I don't know. The BC Lions have had their number. They beat them both times during the regular season. The Lions have wrapped up their season with six great wins. They're five-point favorites. What do you think in this game?
And for this one, I just think the BC Lions, they're on a roll, right? And they're probably going to be playing out with a pretty good crowd behind them there. I think Nathan Rourke is going to be too much. I think that offense for the BC Lions is going to be too much. So I do have the BC Lions coming out of there, Greg.
Yeah, the Lions tossed aside Vernon Adam Jr., though.
Yeah,
you don't think he's going to be motivated?
Hey, he'll be motivated, but I just think with BC, I just think the offensive power is just too much for the Stampeders there, Greg.
I say the same. 31-28 BC. I think it is going to be a close one. What do you got?
Well, I got a little bit of a gap there, and my score was 37-24.
37-24. Nice checking in with you, buddy. I'm looking forward to some football this weekend, and I hope you and the kids have a blast tonight. Go Jays, right?
Hey, go Blue Jays, Greg. Wear that blue.
All right, you got enough candy for tonight? Check what you got there. I'm already doubting myself. I spent well over $100 on candy already, and I'm thinking, maybe I better go buy some more. This always happens to me every Halloween. think I got enough. And then I start thinking, probably don't have enough. How about you? What are you handing out? How many pieces do you hand out to? Last year, when I was handing out candy, this one kid, he kept his bag hanging there as if to say, that's not enough. And it kind of intimidated me. How many pieces do you hand out? Three? Four? Five? How many at a time? And what are you handing out to? 1-877-300-7275. Hope it's not candy corn. Candy cane corn is the worst. I remember getting it so much as a kid, and I'm thinking, it doesn't taste like corn. It tastes awful and oily. And in fact, I think if you took all of candy corn in the entire world and just melted it down, it would be enough to provide oil for all our vehicles. Just candy corn. It's the worst. But what are you handing out? 1-877-300-7275. And what about a scary movie? Is it a tradition in your household? It might be a little tough with the Jays game on tonight to watch a movie too. But do you have a scary movie that's really stuck with you or scared you in life?
The Exorcist.
The movie The Omen. By far, Psycho. It freaked me out so bad until I was an adult.
When I was 12, I decided to watch The Ring. That was the worst mistake of my life, I think.
I'd have to say Children of the Corn.
It was Nightmare on Elm Street when I was about 17. I was terrified.
Chainsaw Massacre. I slept with my dad for a week.
My family made me watch The Blair Witch Project. So that kind of scared the bejesus out of me.
What's your scary movie that you can think of that really, really stuck with you and haunted you? 1-877-300-7275. One of the movies I love watching during Halloween traditionally is Poltergeist, the original Poltergeist. I think they made a sequel to it, but yeah, the original, the Steven Spielberg one. That's awesome.
With a fly ball to deep left. Gone! The first pitch of the ball game. And Davis Schneider has hit it out.
Sure hope we hear that tonight. It's the World Series Game 6. And of course, with Halloween, there are people wondering, okay, whose turn is it to take the kids out tonight? But remember, you can hear it live. We are World Series Radio at 6 o'clock. We got the game for you. So wherever you're on the move tonight with trick-or-treaters, you can listen to the game as well. Keep that in mind at the same time. Jays manager John Schneider said yesterday he and the club just jacked up to be returning to Toronto.
Oh, I can't wait. It's nice to be back here, you know what I mean, and sleep in your own bed. But I can't wait to see what this place is like tomorrow. You know, watching it on video from across the country with the people here watching, never seen anything like that. Never seen a watch party like that. So I'm excited as hell to see what this place is like tomorrow. The guys are too. They're talking about it as well. We can't wait. You know, you kind of want the game to start right now. It should be fun.
It is going to be fun. 6 o'clock start tonight. If you've got money to burn, the most expensive Game 6 resale ticket I see on StubHub this morning is $112,000. That's front row behind home plate. Does not include food or drinks, but you do get access to the VIP lounge. Lots of Halloween conversations this morning. I know earlier Evan Bray was on. We were talking about unusual Halloween treats you to receive. He said growing up in Abernathy, he would always go to one neighbor who was famous for making homemade popcorn balls. And in a small town, I'm sure you're aware of who everyone is, and that's acceptable. Don't know that would fly today. I got a text here, 1-877-300-7275 from Wanda and Esteban, who said growing up at Arcola, Mrs. Gardner would bake pumpkin-shaped sugar cookies on Halloween night. And Wanda can recall waiting on her porch for a fresh one out of the oven. That would be unusual, to say the very least. But thanks for sharing that. 1-877-300-7275. Halloween memories, scary movies. How much do you hand out? How many treats do you hand out? What are you handing out? Share at 1-877-300-7275. Our acting police chief, Laura Lee Davies, reminds everyone to slow it down and keep your eyes peeled tonight.
Be really mindful about pedestrians. They might not be using the crosswalks. And so, you know, we don't want any sort of Halloween tragedies.
She's suggesting reflective clothing helps. Glow sticks are a part of the costume, too. That's really cool. And also to check your kids' candy to ensure there's nothing sketchy either. And I always think of the Larry the Cable Guy routine when I hear check the candy.
Hold on, kids. You can't eat that yet. I got to check in for poison razor blades. They come down later on. Where's all our candy? And we live in a pretty bad neighborhood. I'll be honest with you. I swear we're going to move next year, I promise you. They ruined everything? No, not everything. They didn't touch that box of raisins in there, but they... tell you what, them Butterfingers, they was riddled with poisons in there.
I think a lot of parents can relate to that. Little mini box of raisins. Yes, I used to love those, though, actually. Hey, remember, too, you can listen to the Jays game right here on 980 CJME as you wander through the neighborhood with your trick-or-treaters. We've got the broadcast, so wherever you move, we move with you, starting at 6 o'clock, that broadcast tonight. So we got you covered. You can do both tonight. And if you are going out, it is a Friday night, it's Halloween, it's Game 6. Local bars and pubs are expecting it to be super busy and suggest you get there early.
Bars is full of energy. We're getting people from all across the country, and it's just amazing to see everybody from all different walks, like Toronto and BC and Alberta. They're all cheering for the same thing.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to be a busy night throughout the city tonight. The time changes everywhere but Saskatchewan this weekend. On Sunday, all our NFL, all our NHL, whatever other favorite programming you have, it's all going to be on an hour later now, effective Sunday. And, of course, tomorrow's a big day in the CFL, the East and West semifinals. They bumped up the start times in case there's a Game 7 of the World Series. So the East final tomorrow, Bombers in Montreal, noon. West semifinal starts at 3:30 with the Lions hosting the Stamps. I got the Lions winning and Montreal winning. How about you? Of course, our Riders are going to be watching these games no matter what. And if you missed it, right tackle Jermarcus Hardrick was named the West Division's most outstanding offensive lineman for the second time in 3 years. And head coach Corey Mace named West Division's Coach of the Year for a second straight season. That does not surprise Trevor Harris.
He's the man. He's awesome. He's just one of those guys where, you know, we have tons of fun, but he commands a lot of respect. And, yeah, he's quite the coach.
Riders West final next Saturday. It's not sold out yet. I also have noticed that to drum up interest in ticket sales, they're now offering buy three, get one free, which is a pretty good family deal for the West final. And, man, there's so much football on this weekend. Tonight at 6 over at Mosaic, the 6A City High School Football Championship between Miller and Riffle. Winner will head to Saskatoon next weekend for the provincial championship. There's also 5A action. Johnson against Saskatoon, Bishop Mahoney. That's at 1 o'clock over at Libel. Winner meets the winner of Moose Jaw Central and PA Carleton next Saturday. Oh, we got the Rams, who finished in second to earn home field advantage in their semifinal. It's on at 5 tomorrow at Mosaic Stadium against third place University of Manitoba. And Regina beat them 30-8, beat the Bisons 32-8 in the regular season. So fingers crossed. And the U of S is taking on UBC in the other semifinal. And the winners, of course, meet next Saturday in the Hardy Cup with whoever the CanWest champion is, playing host to the Mitchell Bowl in the middle of November against Ontario champion. And then, of course, we got the Vanier Cup, which is a long road to get to, but hopefully we do. November 22nd, right here in Regina, the Vanier Cup this year at Mosaic Stadium. CJME News Time now is 8:20. Okay, my favorite Halloween song, it might be Thriller. Just because it's so nostalgic for me. I grew up watching MTV, and I remember in that video, it was like 10, 12 minutes, came out, and you just could not believe the special effects and the whole dance. And then as my girls grew up through school, inevitably around Halloween, they both had to, you know, do some sort of the Thriller dance was part of a show. So I think that's my favorite Halloween. Brett Buster, a resident movie critic, has just walked in. What is your favorite Halloween song?
This is Halloween from Nightmare Before
of
Christmas.
Of course it is. Sticking with the movies.
I love that movie.
Is that your favorite Halloween movie too?
No, Trick or Treat is my favorite Halloween movie. It's actually on my t-shirt right there.
Oh yeah,
right there.
Okay, so Trick or Treat, refresh my memory. What's it about?
It's like a horror anthology all taking place on Halloween night. And it's a bunch of stories that kind of converge. And this guy on my shirt with the pumpkin is sort of like the ambassador of Halloween to make sure everyone is toeing the line and doing what they're supposed to. And if you're not, if, for example, if you stop handing out candy early, that's a no-no.
You're dead. Oh, so it's very gruesome.
It's not very gruesome, but yeah. It's great.
When did that come out?
2008.
Trick or treat.
And like, it's very hard to find. It didn't get a proper theatrical release, even though
not streaming anywhere right now.
Yeah. You could rent it on Prime, I believe. But like Brian Cox is in this movie, like Anna Paquin. There's a lot of really big actors in this movie, but it just didn't get a wide release.
There's this new It, Welcome to Derry, drops its second episode on Crave tonight.
If you think somebody could kidnap a kid and keep him underground in the sewers.
It's Pennywise. It's a prequel to the movies, and a lot of young kid actors in this. It's giving Stranger Things vibes.
Yeah, well, and then one of the Stranger Things kids was in the It movie, Finn Wolfhard, so they're just doing that whole thing again. And they also brought Bill Skarsgård back to play Pennywise.
The fifth and final season of Stranger Things is coming to Netflix in November on the 26th. There's some big movies coming up, Mr. Movie Critic.
Mm-hmm.
You got Now You See Me, Now You Don't, that franchise. I don't know that I want to see that because the first one was,
fun. Was
all right.
Second one was bad.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
And was there a demand for a third?
I honestly, they should have called the second one Now You See Me, Now You Don't. They kind of screwed that up. Yeah. But
and Wicked, it's so popular. Its sequel, Wicked for Good, comes out on the 21st. And Zootopia, too, yep, on the 26th.
I'm excited for Knives Out 3, which is called Wake Up Dead Man, with Daniel Craig back.
Now, is that going to be streaming, or is that's not in theaters,
it's
is it?
Netflix, but it'll be in theaters for two weeks or so.
What about the new Frankenstein movie that's coming to Netflix?
Yep, that's out next week. I can't wait to see it. It's in theaters right now, so I'm trying to debate whether or not I go to the theater or just wait a week. But yeah.
Kevin Martell went to see it last weekend in the theater. He said it's long, and he said it's cool looking, but he wasn't totally wowed by it. But who's the director guy again?
Guillermo del Toro.
He makes good-looking movies.
Always.
Like, the trailer looks kind of cool.
He's a fantastic director, and he's wanted to make this movie for 20 years, so it's a passion project. I'm sure it'll be great. But yeah, 2.5 hours.
All right. Buckle anything in. That we should be aware of if anyone is not a Jays fan or but just wants to stream something?
Well, I mean, there's a South Park Halloween special tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, they've been pretty ranked this season with
all
the Trump
stuff. Is this the best season of South Park?
It's not the best, but it's certainly the most hilarious and topical. I mean, like, they literally had an episode about, like, Labubus and the whole 6-7 thing that kids are doing. Yeah. So, like, they're on the pulse.
All right. Brett Buster, resident movie critic, 827.